Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Daily Talk for the third season. Today's news is the iPhone SE doomed to fail. We've got some special reports that may make you rethink the new iPhone SE. We've got that and more right after a word from today's sponsor. Alright, so today's show might be a bit disappointing for some of us. It certainly is for me. As well as we all know, almost 2 years ago, the second generation iPhone SE was impressive to all of us, with the price being $399. With a new generation chipset, everyone was jumping on the bandwagon. For the first time since Apple's last failed attempt to make a very cheap phone, someone who wasn't in the Apple ecosystem could get into it without much money. I mean, compared to the $1,000, almost $2,000 starting price points for the newer iPhones, that was a steal. Now, well-known leader Dylan KT on Twitter updated his Twitter feed, disappointing iPhone fans with the news that there would not be much change to the already kind of old design of the iPhone SE 2. Now, don't get me wrong. I do love the iPhone SE 2. It brings the nostalgia that we all love from the home button, from everything we love from the old iPhones into the new generation. But there's a bit of very disappointing, even shocking news. In his tweet, he stated that the new refined and redesigned iPhone SE would be pushed back to 2024. That's a long time to sell an old design. I mean, just think about that. Apple sells the iPhone SE original design for 4 more years. Or technically 2 more. That's a long time, man. That is a long time to sell the same old design and just update the chipset. What everybody wanted to see was it was sort of kind of like a refined iPhone XR. If you've ever looked at it, I encourage you to check it out. It looked like a refined, polished, very nice looking iPhone XR for $400. And people were stoked. But it seems as if the Apple's going a completely different route. Apparently, to the leaks, the target date is set for March 8th for the virtual keynote. Which is good for me because that's my birthday week. But it'd be disappointing to be watching that on my birthday and they come out with the same chipset. It's just, it's going to be disappointing. Very disappointing. You know, Apple is known for innovation. You know, they're known for breaking barriers. They broke a barrier with the iPhone SE because guess what? They're the second generation. People didn't hate it. They hated the iPhone 5C. It was plasticky, and it made you look like you were an outcast if you had it. But if you got the SE, oh, you're good. You got the top of the line. Because it wasn't cheap. And I just feel like if I were to get this iPhone SE, which I'm not, but if I were to, nobody would be able to tell the difference. With the 12 Pro and the 12 Pro Max, you can tell the difference. There's a notch difference. You can tell by colors. You can tell how big the back camera bump is. There's a difference. And there's no difference here besides a general chipset upgrade. Which is disappointing, as I keep saying, because it is. Before we continue our very, very interesting discussion, some of you were wondering why we were gone for about a year. Well, we had some refinements to make for the new season, but I didn't exactly tell you on social media that the show was getting renewed. I wanted it to be a surprise, but we're back in full swing now. We're back in full swing. So definitely, you know, check out Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Anchor to see when we're creating new episodes, which should be 1 weekday out of the week. Typically, it's going to be a Wednesday. But isn't that disappointing? That just disappoints me. Just to hear that, like, that's disappointing. You know, I've been an Apple fan for a long time. Been buying Apple products for a long time. Besides the iPhone SE. I mean, besides the iPhone 5C, excuse me. This is the most disappointing thing I've heard. And for a amount of reasons. So, what we're saying is, and what a lot of tech reviewers and tech podcasters are saying, is it's going to be doomsday for the iPhone SE. Because an all-famed product, if they go this route, is going to end up like their most hated product on the iPhone line, the iPhone 5C. It's going to be doomsday for them if they sell this design until 2024. And it's not going to look good. And I can guarantee you that Android developers and manufacturers are going to jump on that bandwagon to try and sell people or general consumers a better device at $400. And you know what? If Apple sells the same design until 2024, it's going to work. They're going to start switching over to Android because you know why? They're going to give them what they pay for. Quite disappointing and very shocking. You know, there are some moves that you're like, okay, they made that move or whatever. But in this moment, I'm like, what the heck are they thinking? Like, seriously, that's what I'm thinking right now. So the new generation iPhone SE is going to have 5G, which is great. Bringing 5G to the iPhone at a cheaper price for people who don't want to pay that much for an iPhone for $399. So it's going to have 5G, which is a plus. Apparently, there are supposed to be new colors. I was hearing it was similar to the iPhone 12 with the starlight and the midnight, but we'll have to confirm that in another show. The new generation iPhone SE is leaked to have the A15 Bionic chip. So the leaks about the storage capacity remain the same, 64 and 128 gigabyte options. But maybe what people are hoping for is, since the iPhone 13 moved up to 128, they're hoping that the iPhone SE 3 could move up to 128 too, which I doubt they're going to do that. But if they do, great. All right, so as of right now, there are no leaks on the camera. No leaks at all. We haven't heard anything. You know, there might be a change in the camera and the back design. There might be, but we highly doubt that. No MagSafe. I think we all knew that. No MagSafe. There's going to be no MagSafe on the iPhone SE. It's going to lack MagSafe support. It won't feature Apple's latest and greatest technology. All right, so according to Bloomberg, the iPhone SE could be unveiled March 8th, which is my birthday, if you didn't know. I believe the cost is going to remain the same. $399 is what the leaks are saying. But what a lot of tech reviewers are saying is, if you first of all have the iPhone SE 2, they're all saying to stick with that because you're not going to be getting a better deal upgrading to the iPhone SE 3 unless you really, 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 really care about 5G. And if you do, well then, jump right on that bandwagon. If you don't want to pay $1,000 or $700, jump right on the bandwagon. But as for me, the iPhone SE 3 is just a very disappointing product that's going to be unveiled possibly on my birthday. Up next, what is the new iPhone 14 going to feature, plus the new iPad that also could be unveiled on my birthday? Keep it here. Welcome back to the Daily Talk Show, everybody. Let's talk the new iPad that could also be unveiled on my birthday in the spring. So, the design is likely to reflect the current model in all ways, except one detail, color. So, we all know that the colorful iPads have never had the same color. Alright, so the colors that we could see are silver, space gray, rose gold, green, and sky blue. But it is rumored that the colors are going to change. So, what about the iPad Mini's range of space gray, pink, purple, and starlight? The rumors suggest that it'll be a different range of hues. So the only rumored design change for the new iPads is True Tone Flash, which is going to be great, but that's the only change. If you don't really care about two-tone flash, then there's not really a reason to upgrade, unless you want the latest and greatest Apple chip. So we can expect the flat edge design coming on all iPhones apart from the SE, and all tablets apart from entry-level iPads. And as we all knew, Touch ID and the power button and compatibility with the second generation Apple Pencil are expected to still stay the same. So no Face ID, just Touch ID. Alright, so next, Center Stage. So this is a clever video calling feature in which it uses the smart processing chip to crop and zoom the on-screen image according to who's in shot, moving with someone as they sit, stand, or walk. The current iPad Air is the only Apple tablet that lacks that feature, which requires a higher resolution camera than the Air has. Since the latest iPad Pro, iPad Mini, and even the regular entry-level iPad have the hardware. So, it is rumored that Center Stage will not be on the iPad. Alright, so the camera is the main show of it all. The camera is what makes that center stage work. On other iPads, it's 12 megapixels. So, more than likely, it's going to be the same on the iPad Air 5, rather than the 7 megapixel FaceTime HD camera that's there now. So there could be something different. All right. And the A15 Bionic. So, the current iPad Air has the A14 Bionic processor, and Apple never updates its products without at least tweaking the processor inside. So, of course, every year we get a new processor upgrade. Whether it's substantial or insubstantial, we're getting the A15 this year. Alright. 5G is our next topic with the new iPad. The iPad Pro and the iPad Mini are both capable of 5G connectivity in the Wi-Fi cellular models. Okay, so there was a rumor. The entry-level, regular, standard iPad would have 5G launched in the spring. I don't feel it's likely because I feel that's only reserved to the newer, faster, pricier iPads. But if we do see it, that's going to be amazing. All right, and we all knew the two-tone flash is going to have a quad LED two-tone flash that's going to make for better lit photos. So what do you guys think of the iPad or the new iPad Air that's going to come out? Let me know on my Twitter or my Instagram. My Twitter is at TheStanfordKing and my Instagram is at StanfordKingJr. Definitely let me know because I would like to know you guys' opinion. Personally, I have the iPad 7th generation, regular entry-level iPad with Apple Pencil. That's what I've got, and it works perfectly. It came out last year, and it works. I don't need the Pro, this, to that, because I have my computer for that, you know? But the iPad is a good portable computer, because if you didn't know, I have a desktop computer, you know? So my computer stays at home. But the iPad will pick up on what my desktop computer does, and I can do it on my iPad, so I think that's really neat. I didn't buy an iPad for a while because I felt like I didn't need it, but when I got my hands on one, I knew it was definitely for me. I feel like for me, there's no need for it. There's no need for me to buy a new iPad when I already have a good one, and I've got cellular too. So that makes all the more difference. I can activate it on my current plan and everything will be just great. Personally, I'm going to skip. If you guys are going to get the new iPad once again, let me know. And up next, we're talking new iMacs and MacBooks. Will they have the new design, same design, and what's going to change? We'll find out right after the break. Hey everybody, and I hope you're enjoying the Daily Talk Show. Now, before we get into the show, I've got a little bit of a PSA. COVID-19 has affected many lives across the world, and this is just my personal message to you to ensure the safety of our listeners. Make sure you are following your state's mandates for coronavirus. Make sure that you are masking up. Make sure that you are disinfecting areas. And I know we've heard this a billion times, but it's important. Because your life matters. And if we're going to get anywhere with this virus, we all need to listen up and do our part so we can beat it and COVID can be a thing of the past. You can learn more at cdc.gov. Welcome back to the Daily Talk Show. Let's talk MacBook Air. So let's first start with the design. So Apple is doing away with the wedge-shaped design of the MacBook Air. Current MacBook Air models are thicker at the back and taper to a thin design at the front. But Apple will instead transition to a more MacBook Pro-like design. So it's all going to be uniform. And of course, since it's a MacBook Air, it's going to be thin. And yes, the notch is still there. No Face ID capability as of yet. So Apple released the iMac in blue, green, pink, silver, yellow, orange, and purple. And we could see some of the same color options made available for the MacBook Air. How cool is that? This makes sense because the MacBook Air is a fun entry-level machine, much like the 24-inch iMac, and the colors will set it apart from the higher and silver space gray MacBook Pro. That's what I'm talking about. I want to see those bright colors on the MacBook Air like we had. So, Apple introduced a mini LED display with the MacBook Pro, and the MacBook Air could see the same thing. So, the notch. I'm voting on it's going to be there. I truly believe that this is the way that Apple is going to have their MacBook line to look like, because I feel like eventually they're going to implement Face ID into the notch. I feel like that's why it's there. They just haven't done it yet. So has the leaks say that we don't know yet, but I feel like it's a strong bet that we are still going to have that notch. So I, according to leaks, leaker Dylan KT, as we talked about earlier in the iPhone SE segment, said that Apple may once again, they need to figure out what they're going to do. They're going to drop the Air name, so it may just be MacBook. So I feel like I think it's a unified move. I mean, since the MacBook is an entry-level device, as we had heard earlier, I feel like it is a smart move, but if they are going to do this, they need to be able to stick with it. Because I don't want to hear 2 or 3 years from now that, oh, they're going to revert back to the Air name. Like, they need to figure something out so consumers don't get confused. All right, let's talk keyboard. So it's going to be similar to the MacBook Pro, according to leaks, with full-size function keys. With the Pro, Apple made the entire keyboard black, including the space below the keys. So Apple could do the same thing for the MacBook Air, only in white, which is interesting. I guess it separates it from the Pro. So I'm not complaining, but, you know. All right, so camera, I don't even know why we're covering this topic, but if you really care about it, the next generation MacBook Air is expected to have the same 1080p camera that's used in the MacBook Pro. It is an improvement over the 720p camera enhanced with the image signal processor, but it isn't as good as the camera quality available on iPhones and iPads. All right, so let's talk ports, because that's what we really care about. Will we have to carry a dongle around, or will we not? The MacBook Air will feature multiple USB-C Thunderbolt ports. It is not expected to adopt an SD card slot or an HDMI port, so I feel like that's strictly for the Pro. Alright, so we got the M2 Apple silicon chip. I don't know why I say silicon, but I always do. Apple is rumored to be working on a new M2 chip for the MacBook Air. The M2 won't be as powerful as the M1 Pro and M1 Max chips that are used in the MacBook Pro models, but it will be an upgraded version of the lower power M1 chip. Alright, so I definitely encourage you to go to MacRumors.com and read the 2022 MacBook Air guide, because if this is what this is going to look like, it looks absolutely beautiful. Now, that is something I can get behind. That is beautiful. So what I'm seeing on the screen here, since you can't see it, but if you are watching the video version, you can definitely see it. It is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. It's a thin laptop with a big trackpad, a big glass trackpad. It's a light minty green with that same iMac display with the white bezel around it and the beautiful screen. It is beautiful. That is definitely an aesthetic laptop. And finally, the release date of the MacBook Air is to launch in 2022. So we don't have a specific date. So Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo expects mass production to begin in the late second quarter or early third quarter, suggesting a launch sometime around August or September, of course, Apple fashion. While Bloomberg has suggested the new MacBook Air will come in the fall. Interesting. That is certainly interesting. Finally, up next, we talk IMAX. Will there be anything new, or will it be the same thing? This is Daily Talk. Keep it here. Hey, everybody, and I hope you're enjoying the Daily Talk show. Now, before we get into the show, I've got a little bit of a PSA. COVID-19 has affected many lives across the world, and this is just my personal message to you to ensure the safety of our listeners. Make sure you are following your state's mandates for coronavirus. Make sure that you are masking up. Make sure that you are disinfecting areas. And I know we've heard this a billion times, but it's important. Because your life matters. And if we're going to get anywhere with this virus, we all need to listen up and do our part so we can beat it and COVID can be a thing of the past. You can learn more at cdc.gov. Welcome back to Daily Talk, and let's talk the new iMac. The 27-inch iMac is set to release in August or September, which is in line with Apple keynotes come out. It is going to feature a silver kind of look. It's going to feature a silver color with a black bezel with a pro wallpaper that we all know and love on the colorful iMacs. And it's very interesting because how they feature such a resemblance, but yet they're not the same thing. Anyway, our next topic and final topic is universal control and sidecar, both very useful features that allow the iPad and iMac to be used seamlessly together. I encourage you to check out what the iMac looks like, or the new one rather, and I encourage you to check out what the universal control does and how it works. So if you have both of those products, you can set it up yourself, or if you're getting those products, you can learn how it works. That is the first premiere episode of Daily Talk with Stanford King season 3. I hope to see you in the next one where we talk Samsung, and I guarantee you, I'm reading the script now, and I guarantee you I'm going to be disappointed. That's gonna do it here for us at Daily Talk, and we'll see you in the next episode, everybody.